This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, announcing four wonderful new picture study portfolios. Today we are pleased to announce four new artists have been added to our collection of picture study portfolios. You may recognize some of their names, Raphael, Cassatt, Rubens, and Homer. Raphael is known for his portrayals of cherubic angels and peaceful Madonnas, but there is more to his work than that. He also composed more complex works that invite the viewer to stop and ponder great truths of life. Mary Cassatt painted many sweet scenes of children with their mothers. She had a lovely way of elevating what is considered a mundane everyday activity to a place of quiet dignity. Technically, she's considered an American painter, though she resided in Europe for most of her art-filled life. Peter Paul Rubens is famous for portraying vibrant muscles and intense scenes. He painted life as he felt it, full of action and movement, and with a sense of splendid decoration. His courtly ways and vivid work earned him the title the Prince of Painters. Winslow Homer, a truly American artist, loved to capture the ever-changing sea. His pictures feature people at work and play near the gray, stormy waves off the North Atlantic coast and in the beautiful green waters of the warm Caribbean. No matter which ones you choose, it's easy to lead your children to form personal relations with artists and their work using our picture study portfolios. Each high-quality packet contains 8 beautiful prints by the artist, a living biography suitable for the whole family, and leading thoughts to help you look closely and carefully at each picture. Just 10 minutes once a week is all it takes to spread this wonderful feast. With this simple and effective method, your family will be enriched and eventually have a couple of hundred pictures by great masters hanging permanently in the halls of their imagination. Towards a Philosophy of Education, page 43. Just 10 minutes once a week is all it takes to spread this wonderful feast. With this simple and effective method, your family will be enriched and eventually have, as Charlotte put it, a couple of hundred pictures by great masters hanging permanently in the halls of their imagination. Towards a Philosophy of Education, page 43. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.